more morning, anytime. This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Chris Sheets, Jacqueline Sweeney.
Hello.
Matt DeBurs.
Hi.
I don't know about you guys, but I need to towel off after that show. Holy man, there was a lot going on. It was coming at us every different direction.
Hopefully, I got the mushroom sweats.
Hopefully it's not coming out of you in any direction.
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
I feel okay. I ate these aphrodisiac mushrooms that are supposed to give you super energy, and I feel really awake.
Oh, awake? That's what we're calling it now. You're going to hear all of this on the podcast today, the mushroom madness that was today.
Yeah, and you can also, you know what, it's not all on the podcast either. Go to our Facebook page and watch it, because we had our buddy Carlton come in. This guy, it was a mushroom scientist. I didn't know there was such a thing, but he knew everything about mushrooms, and he brought in all sorts of different species and just blew our mind, and you can see it all on Facebook. Really, the radio part doesn't do it justice, so check it out. But, I mean, we're talking about eating mushrooms like Jack just, just like sacrifice so much. It's just a mushroom. They're fantastic.
Well, they're pretty, but they don't taste pretty. I don't know. They're
tastes just pretty awesome.
No. And we were talking about this before. It's like a yes or a no vegetable. There is no in between when it comes to mushrooms. And I'm still on the no side.
Yeah.
So you're not going to go out and get a mushroom burger?
No.
You know, and I can relate in a way. I was on Twitter on the weekend, and somebody tweeted something about raisin bread. And is raisin bread yucky, or is it just terrible? And I'm like, I completely agreed. I said, raisins, like, why would you put raisins in bread or cinnamon buns? It's like putting olives in a salad. It doesn't
Not
make
at
sense
all.
To me.
But raisins are a godsend when it comes to kids. I fire Kennedy a box of raisins, and she's good for like an hour.
Because it takes her that long to get, like, eat four of them, right?
Yeah.
Raisins are wonderful. Don't put nuts in my bread.
Yeah.
Oh, the nuts are the best part.
I like the soft, mushy breadness. I don't want no crunch in my bread.
Banana bread with nuts in it, it's okay, but you put a raisin in and I'm going to have to, it's not going to be
I'll
good.
I'll fight you over raisins.
Anyway, the point is everybody's different. We all
we
like different
are.
Things. And this podcast is
hopefully
pretty
Hopefully you
awesome.
Like one little piece of it.
Exactly. Hopefully it's the raisin or the olive that you're looking for.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Good morning. Mainly cloudy today with a chance of rain, even flurries, a high of 6 degrees. North Battleford RCMP have issued an amber alert that covers Saskatchewan, Manitoba, and Alberta. Police say Emma O'Keefe was in her family's vehicle when it was stolen from outside a strip mall. RCMP Corporal Rob King describes Emma.
Emma is described as 3 feet, 6 inches tall and weighs approximately 44 pounds. Her hair is brown in color and is cut in a bob style to her jawline. Emma is autistic. She does not speak. She also suffers from epilepsy and does not walk.
The vehicle is a dark gray 2010 Mercedes-Benz GL350 Blue Tech SUV with Saskatchewan license plate 897HMX. RCMP say the parents of a 2.5-year-old girl were at a family member's home in Langdon on Saturday, just east of Calgary, when she was attacked by a boxer pit bull cross. That's when the homeowner and owner of the dog got involved, and the dog switched the attack to the owner. The 50-year-old woman was pronounced dead at the scene, with the little girl rushed to Alberta Children's Hospital. The toddler was in stable condition at last report. In sports, Oilers have their first preseason game in Calgary tonight, and it's something we all likely know, but it's nice to be reminded of once again. A recent survey conducted by Avino Baby found that being a stay-at-home parent might be even harder than holding down a full-time job. Researchers asked 1,500 moms and dads in the UK, and 31% of those parents said that staying home with their kids was way harder than going to work every day.
Mm.
I agree.
I have no doubt that it's hard.
Mm-hmm.
And before I
went to, oh my gosh.
Shut off his mic.
But it's like, that's like, what are they supposed to say?
Matt, you have no idea.
No, I'm not saying that it's not hard. I'm saying it very well is a very difficult job, and I praise all of those that look after their kids.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I'm about to have a son.
Yeah.
So I know. But like, what are they supposed to say? Like, hey, is staying at home with your kids hard? Yup. Just like how they run the survey.
We'll talk to you in a month.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
All right, it's also Mushroom Monday. A couple of weeks ago, I was just kind of it used to be like a full out run, and now it's kind of a run. And then I walk a lot and I take pictures and I'm observing and I'm just, and I took a picture of this ditch mushroom, and you guys were laughing at me because I like take pictures of things, and it's a
nature.
It's a dad calling. So anyway, one thing led to another, and you challenged me to see if I could get 1,000 likes for this ditch mushroom picture. If I did, Jack would have to eat mushrooms, which she hates. Not just mushrooms, but ditch mushrooms.
Yeah, a ditch mushroom now.
We got like, I think it's got 1,300 likes on it now. So we're all good as far as that goes. So we could go, okay, we're going to have her eat the mushroom. Now, there is some danger in eating wild mushrooms.
Mm-hmm. Understated.
Yes, exactly.
Like you could die.
And many look similar.
Right.
Good and bad.
In fact, some mushrooms are smart. They look like edible ones, even if they're not.
That's how they get you.
Yeah.
Why would you want to eat something so tricky?
So we got a professional, Carlton Kruger from Family Fungi, who's going to be in this time next hour to help us. But we called him on Friday to talk about it all. And first thing we asked him is, like, where does he grow his mushrooms?
We grow on hemp fiber. So it's a little cleaner than dirt, just a little bit.
Oh, now you're speaking Matt's language.
Yeah, he's like,
hemp, you say? Mushrooms and hemp, a couple of my favorite things.
You got the permanent mushroom munchies. It's really wicked. you come highly recommended. Mm-hmm. I love the ditch mushroom. They're my favorite, like the ones that grow in the wild. But apparently, those mushrooms can be kind of dangerous. So Jack that I work with hates mushrooms. They're the top number one thing that she will not eat. She's going to have to eat it. Now, the problem is this mushroom might kill her, and we don't want to do that.
Yet.
Ooh. Okay, I see.
So what we need is we need to get a professional in here to look. I'm going to grab about 6 or 7 different species of ditch mushrooms, and then maybe we'd get you to take a look at them. We'd find out which ones were kind of safe. Like, she doesn't mind having the green apple two-step.
Yeah, like I can be sick a little.
Just a tiny bit of the trots.
Just for a good, like, 5-10 pounds.
But we need a pro. So would you be willing to come in and just identify the mushroom, and we'd have some fun with it? Jack would have to eat it.
Yeah, that sounds great.
For who?
Awesome. And if you want to bring in some samples of your delicious mushrooms you grow out there in Nisku, we're all down for that. And some of the laser
great,
lettuce.
Just in case everything you do find happens to be a little poisonous.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Smart. I mean, there's got to be one that's less poisonous.
All right. Yeah, all right. I love it when a plan comes together. Yeah, bring Matt some of those magic mushrooms from the farm.
Awesome.
For medicinal purposes.
Yeah.
Right?
My doctor says I need to hallucinate more.
Your life is a hallucination.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
A great story from the NFL yesterday. There's this player. His name was Vontae Davis. He plays for the Buffalo Bills.
I've heard him before. He's a good player.
Yeah, kind of a tough start to their season, and things were going well at halftime in their game yesterday. So he decided to retire at halftime.
Come again?
Halfway through the game, he decided to pull the pin.
Mid-game,
And people have retired halfway through a season, or they start out the season, they're like, oh, man, this ain't going to work this year for me.
Injury, something like that.
Exactly. But to retire halfway through a game is
like... Did they know this was going to happen?
Nobody knew but him. So after the game, they interview one of the veterans of the team, Lorenzo Alexander, and they ask him what he knows about the story. He says...
You've seen anything like that in your NFL
Never
career?
Seen it ever. Pop Warner, high school, college, pros, never heard of it, never seen it. And it's just completely disrespectful his teammates.
Did he say anything to you?
Did he say
nothing to nobody.
He left?
He left. That was it.
Oh, so they were mad. They didn't think it was funny.
No. They didn't go, oh, that's hilarious. Oh. Halfway through the game, the guy quits.
See you, Vontae. Have a good day.
Oh, that's not good.
So the question this morning, think about it and call us if you can. 780-421-1039 or text us at 103939. What was that just give up moment in your life? Because obviously he just gave up. They said, I looked further into it, and he says he's just been injured and it's painful and it's hurting and stuff like that. But he still could have said, you know what, coach? Don't put me in the rest of the game, but retiring during the game is really odd. Really odd.
I once was at a slow pitch tournament for a nonprofit organization. It's game one. I've never met any of these people. I got invited to play. Yeah. So playing the game. And next thing I know that my team is just in a screaming match with the other team.
Uh-oh.
And the other team happened to be made up with jockeys from the racetrack.
Right, so they're just wee.
Yeah, they're like the tiny little jockeys.
But they can whip you.
Like, oh, man. And they're just like, it was screaming in Spanish, and then my team's screaming in English, and I said, I am out of here. I retired and didn't play another game.
You did retire halfway through. But did you retire through the game or at the end of the game?
End of the game. Okay. I finished it all.
You didn't retire through the game.
Take that, Vontae.
Okay, we might have some stories too, but more importantly, we're looking for yours. Have you had that moment where you or somebody you know just gave up halfway through?
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Great way to transition from that to what we're talking about this morning. But there's a story from the States. Football player named Vontae Davis. He's playing for the Buffalo Bills. Halfway through the game, things aren't going well for the team. They're not going well for him. So at halftime, he decides he's going to retire, which, again, is just really, really odd and something that's never been done before. So we're looking for those times in your life or somebody else's life where you just pulled a pin. We were talking about this last night at our house. And Carter says he remembers going to school. And they were in like the first class of 30-1 in English. And his buddy was sitting beside him. And all of a sudden, the teacher was telling him exactly what was going to be expected of the students this year and writing lots of essays. And all of a sudden, the student beside him gets up and he says, "Hey, Carter, not for me, man." And he just walks out of the class halfway through.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Not really.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, it is. I mean, he knows, like, well, this isn't going to work out.
But it was just one of the funniest things Carter had ever heard. He says, he's just like, "Not for me, man." And he just gets up and leaves. And I think that happens a little bit in school where you just pull the pin. And, you know, the sooner the better, really, if you're not going to pull it off.
Don't fool yourself.
Yeah. Martin just called us. He was a tow truck driver and things were not going well for him and the truck was broke down. And when the tow truck's not working, that's when you really...
That's bad.
So halfway through a tow, he just kind of pulled a pin. And
he's like, "That's it."
Yeah. Not for me, man. That's the new thing. What about you, Jack? Did you ever... You're not a giver up.
Jack never quit anything.
I don't quit very often, but I did quit many times. Every time Bobby and I go hiking, I have a thing called a jack fit, and we're about halfway up the mountain, and I'm like, "This is stupid. I don't want to do this anymore. You go ahead." And he does. Yeah. He leaves me, and then I sit with myself for 10 minutes, and I feel guilty, so I'm like, "Fine, I'm going to finish this." Every time it happens.
And then
he waits at the top for me, and he's like, "There she is."
Oh, I knew she'd come. I got scared when you said, "Fine." I didn't know. Are you sure that's what you say? Fine.
Yeah, something along those lines.
All right.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
That Buffalo Bill player retires at halftime. It was crazy, crazy story, but we're looking for your give up moments. Yes, Kathy.
When my son was 8 years old, he was on a baseball team, and the team wasn't really that good. We were in last place. And the coach said he'll be right back. He was just going to go get a coffee. And he never came back.
Did he have a kid on the team?
He didn't. And, like, are you kidding me?
Wow.
So there were two of us moms that just took over when he went for coffee, and we ended up being the coaches.
Reminds me of my dad went for smokes and never came back.
Exactly.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
A give up or quitting moment. Somebody just pointed out that the football player, he didn't retire, he quit, but he called it a retirement at halftime during the game yesterday. And
Renee texts in and says, "Good morning. I was working in construction a couple of years ago, and the truck I was driving had to go into the shop. Only one left was a standard. So I had never driven one before. They took me to the empty parking lot and said, 'Here, teach yourself.' After a couple of hours, I thought, 'Yeah, I got this.' I went out onto the main road. I got stalled at a red light and it didn't go so well. After three red lights of stalling, I said, 'Nope,' and walked away."
Left the truck.
Throw on that e-brake. Now I'm a pedestrian.
So you see those vehicles that are just on the side of the road and you're wondering why?
Maybe they just gave up.
Now we know.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Player down in the States plays for the Buffalo Bills. At halftime, he tells the team he's retiring and he doesn't come back out for the second half. We're looking for your give up moments.
Got this text. When my son was around 8 or 9, he was at soccer practice. He went into practice grouchy and starving. Well, during one of the drills, he wasn't really getting in the throw, and he throws up his hands and he says, "Well, that's it. 67 pounds of failure right here." If I wasn't the only overly embarrassed mom, it probably would have been funny.
Oh, I bet. All right. Yeah, what about you, Sean? Have you ever given up halfway through something?
A relationship.
Can you tell us more?
It was Valentine's Day. I think it was like 1996.
Yeah.
I was dating a girl for about 5 years and had enough. So right after I got my Valentine's Day gift, I said, "Okay, we're done."
Right after the gift.
Smart man right there.
She must have been like, "Wow, I guess that was a bad gift.
A man after my own heart."
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
There's Paul Brad. It's all about her kissing in the morning with Chris Sheets, Jacqueline Sweeney.
Good morning.
Matt DeBurz.
Hello.
And Carlton, I'm assuming, Gruber.
Great to be here.
Awesome. All right. It's nice to have you here from Family Fungi. Again, it started as a little bit of a lark. I took a picture of a beautiful mushroom on one of my exercise runs, and Jack and Matt were making fun of me. And we said we'd get 1,000 likes on my Instagram page. And if we did, Jack was going to have to eat the ditch mushroom. And then we said, well, you know what? We probably should make sure that these things are safe and edible. How many, you said that they both were the ones that I've picked you could eat. How many of them, like, that grow out in the ditches and stuff like that or in the field? Are not edible? Like, what do you have to be on the lookout for here?
There's a host of different characteristics for each mushroom you got to know.
Yeah.
Usually you have to have a textbook with you so you can identify each one.
Okay. All right. So you got to get a diploma before you can just start eating ditch mushrooms.
Fungi a diploma.
Or bring a guy with a diploma.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Well, this is exciting. So we've got these two different species that we've put together here. Jack, come on over. It's time for you to eat your ditch mushrooms. And this girl hates mushrooms.
This is going to be a lot of fun right here.
She does like a Band-Aid, though, like, real quick. She's got a little bit of both, the red cap and the field mushroom.
Yeah, just if, yeah, again, it's on Facebook Live.
She's getting a selfie. Hold on.
Of course she is.
Proof. Sugar.
Of course she is.
Okay, are we ready?
Oh, just give her. You just go when you need to go there. Come on. It's not, okay. There you go. Ditch mushroom, ditch mushroom, ditch mushroom.
It's not that bad.
It's not that bad.
I think she likes mushrooms again.
Look at us go.
Oh my gosh.
Keep going. Keep going.
It's not horrible.
Okay, it's not horrible.
When's the last time you had a mushroom, Jack?
Years.
Really?
And the one that's a week old is really good.
There you go. It's like wine.
Carlton, you're a magician.
Making magic every single day.
We're going to make her eat the rest of those, and then we're going to cook up the rest of these. Carlton, we can't thank you enough for coming in. Gruger Family Fungi. Again, they do tours a couple times a week. You can find them on the internet. And trust me, when you see all of these mushrooms, you're going to be blown away. I had no idea. There's so many.
Pretty incredible.
Thank you very much.
You did it. Thank you.
Yeah. I picked them.
Thank Chris.
Thanks, Chris.
I picked ones that wouldn't kill you. Give me a little credit, right?
There we go, right there.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll see about that.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
So, good idea by Matt. Let's reach out to our buddy Justin Sorensen from the Edmonton Eskimos. How are you, my friend?
Not too much.
You had quite the weekend.
Yeah, it was a bye week. You get a couple of them off a year, so then you get a chance to just kind of relax for a week and just kind of take your mind off the football game. So, hey, what would be better than an early September camping trip, right?
Yeah, we thought it'd be awesome.
Yeah, when you looked at it, when the schedule came out in like February, you're like, hey, this will be great.
And we'll be fine.
So where did you and the bride go?
We went down to camping in Banff.
No, I was talking to you before you guys left, and I was like, oh, they must be in a trailer. No, you guys tented.
Oh, yeah, we did it the old-fashioned way.
Uh-huh. And how was the weather, Justin?
I'm not going to lie, it was really cold.
How much snow did you get?
There was probably only like an inch or two on the ground.
Oh.
It wasn't a ton of snow, but it was kind of like snowing off and on, and then it would like one day it kind of rained and all the snow went away, and then it snowed again that night.
Oh. So what's that like in a tent?
It got down to like, I think it was like -5 at nighttime.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
So like in a tent, it was cold, but like we had like deep freeze sleeping bags, like they were rated up to -30, and we had like another two blankets we threw over top, and so it was still cold, and we slept in like two pairs of socks, sweatpants, sweater, and cuddled up to each other. So it was a lot colder than we thought it was going to be, but it was still fun.
And I'm confused. Like, you're 6'8" and a half or 9 or whatever you are. Like, does a sleeping bag actually fit you?
Well, what we did is we doubled up. We put two sleeping bags together.
Oh, smart. I bet you did. Oh.
Was this all part of the plan?
Justin Little Spoon Sorensen.
What is 9 months from this weekend? I'm going to...
I think we're going to find out.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Our buddy Justin Sorensen from the Eskimos goes camping like a lot of people. Like, who would have thought, right?
Usually September's safe zone.
I know so many people that got married this weekend. It was their anniversary. And I remember going to their weddings, outdoor weddings, and it would be like 25, 26 mm-hmm. degrees, nothing like we had, right? Mike Sobel from Global Edmonton, the weather specialist, is on with us. Mike, we broke some records, didn't we?
In fact, yeah, there were records that went down this weekend. These were, the coldest daytime highs. So not the coldest day, but the coldest daytime highs in history. For instance, the International Airport made it up to 2.1. The old record was 4.4. and that was set in 65. Another one that stood out for me was Cold Lake, made it up to 4. The old record was 7.2, set in 63. So those daytime highs weren't very high at all, were they?
We're smashing the records, aren't we?
Yeah.
Okay, now,
Chris hates numbers, but he loves those ones.
I do. Mike, seriously, we were out near Thorsby yesterday, and I was just, there's so much snow there, and the crops, whether they've been swathed down or not, it breaks my heart, because I have no idea how they're going to get these things off before real winter comes. Do you kind of see like a stretch of like 2 or 3 weeks of good harvest weather for these people?
Well, if I do, it's not going to be this week, I'll tell you that much, because, I mean, the warmest day I see, and then the least precipitous day would be Wednesday, and by warm I mean 11 to 13 degrees, and that's your last day of summer. So what we've been experiencing the past couple of days, we're summer, by the way, just in case you didn't know that.
Yeah.
And Thursday, autumn arrives, and it'll kind of feel like winter again with 5 and a kind of a mix of rain and snow. So I wish I could help you in that department. We'll have to wait until next week, and even then I can't tell you 2 weeks in a row, but hopefully we'll start to see some drying by next week.
You sure are filling me with joy.
I know.
Happy end of summer.
Oh, I know. Well, just it's got to straighten out. It's going to have to straighten out early. Like I said, for us, it's just a bit of a pain in the butt, but for some people, it's their livelihood, right? So
absolutely. You got that right, Chris.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Hello?
Aloha.
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 Aloha. Aloha. Aloha.
There's a hula dancer on the phone.
Sean, how do you pronounce your last name, Sean?
It's Scambry.
Scambry, guess what?
Yes, Mr. Sheets.
Ooh, mister.
It's almost like he wants to win a trip. That's why he's...
Oh, yeah. Well, kind of. I'm already packed and everything.
You're packed? Wow, guess what? You're going to Hawaii to see Dallas Smith.
Yes.
Woohoo! Congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much. Oh, you have no idea how I need this vacation.
Are you for real packed?
Well, no. But
sweet Jack.
He's a guy. He could be packed in 2 minutes.
That's true.
Oh, yeah, exactly. You could have told me I have to be at the airport in an hour and I'll be ready.
Nobody wears underwear in Hawaii. You're fine.
Free balling in Hawaii.
Hey, wait a minute, Matt. Wait a minute. Hey,
I don't think we can say that.
WestJet vacation package for you. Who are you going to take?
Oh, I have a friend in mind I'm taking.
Oh, nice.
Does it rhyme with Schmad de Bibbers?
Oddly enough.
He cooks a mean mushroom.
Oh, well, you know what? It's going to be, of course, an incredible 5-day trip. Sheraton Maui Resort Square. You're going to get a chance to stay. One of the nicest resorts in all of Maui. And Dallas Smith's going to be performing for you and some other lucky people if they're lucky enough to qualify and, you know what, and be there with you. Congratulations, my friend.
Oh. My God, thank you so much. Oh, man, this is unbelievable. Thank you, thank you.
You're going to Hawaii!
Awesome! This is fantastic.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
I'm going to tell you this, and the Fort Edmonton Park event was a perfect example of that. The food was great. It was a barbecue buffet, Matt, barbecue buffet. You're in,
pretty
right?
Good, yeah. What'd you have, ribs?
Ribs, chicken, steak. Chicken drumsticks, which were awesome, and also corn on the cob. I said, that was a lot of finger food. When I was finished eating, I needed a shower. Because
you're the MC.
Yeah.
Well, I know, but I'm not exactly the, let's just say that I'm not exactly,
the neatest
Queen
eater?
Elizabeth when I go. Eat, right? It's just kind of, it's flying all over, and we've already talked about my chewing making noises. Like, I'll chew a grape, and Karen will be like, are you eating gravel? What is wrong? And some people just have that sound. But for some reason, I just want to preface this by saying, but for some reason, other people's loud eating around me is difficult for me to deal with.
Yeah.
Okay? Like, and I don't like the sound of the fork, like the people that take their food off their forks with their teeth.
You can hear the shink.
Shink. Mm. Every time. Every time that happens. So there might be some loud eaters in our house. One of them might be dating my daughter, let's just say.
Are you calling him out right
well,
now?
Well, no, I'm just saying.
He said maybe.
Have you talked to him in person about this issue?
Not really. I'd rather do it on the radio.
Here we go.
No, but anyway, the guy is like, yes, you guys know this, perfect. Even Tim Spellacy is there, and Tim Spellacy's wife, Peggy, at this event on the weekend, and Renato and Bailey are there. And at the end of the night, I said something about, I bring these guys along with me because I got to keep my eye on him. I don't trust him. And Peggy says, how do you not trust him? He is a perfect gentleman. I love this guy.
And he is always impeccably dressed.
Exactly.
Too bad he can't eat right.
Maybe I'm just looking for something.
I think so.
Now, come on out. What about you, Jack?
Oh, yes. There was a loud eater in my life, and we have fought about it for years, and it is my mother.
It is?
To the fact where when I was in high school, we have to eat in separate rooms.
Yeah.
Because I would eat in the kitchen, and she would eat in the dining room with the rest of the family. That's I couldn't ridiculous. Handle it. And now when my mom comes to stay, I love you, but I have to sit on the other side of the room.
What's the loud? What's her sound? Is it the sound of the teeth taking off the?
No, it's juicy. It's so awful.
Slurpee?
Oh, it's just, I can't even talk about it. It's so bad. It's just everything is very loud and very wet.
It's been, does the apple fall far from the tree?
And that's the thing, because I know I'm not perfect. I know I'm probably making a lot of these noises, but I don't hear my own noises, right?
Yeah, I don't know. Do you hear your own noises?
No, it's you. Nothing bothers you when you do it, so it's fine. I don't think I'm a loud eater, but I don't like
the, I don't the think you are either.
Sure, yeah, you're loud with like you're a loud breather.
Oh, thanks.
So, no, I mean that in the nicest sort of way.
Why do you compete?
Are you sure you're not a loud eater, too? I've never really
eaten. He's not, because he's eaten in this room a lot, and I never hear anything.
Okay. I would say you're a loud eater, Jack, but I've never seen you eat.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay,
mushrooms.
You might be right.
She ate mushrooms today. 780-421-1039. Text us at 103939. Do you have a loud eater? What do you do? I find myself turning the television up a little bit.
Yes, that's a good move.
To kind of drone out the sound of others.
And if you eat something crunchy, it drowns out the noises in your ears. So just, if you can't beat them, join them.
And I know I join them. That's the thing. I'm not saying I'm perfect because I'm sure I'm making a lot of noises, but I don't, that scraping with the teeth and the slurping, right? Anyway.
We just got a text. I have to sit across the table from my husband at dinner. When I have to sit beside him, I literally want to throat punch him. I'm sure that's because of the eating sounds.
Okay. This is always dangerous, but let's take a call live here. Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Kim.
Kim, loud eating, yes.
Yeah, it makes my skin crawl.
It does, eh?
Yeah, but I think where it comes from, so when I was growing up, we had to have impeccable table manners, and honestly, if I even made a noise, I used to get backhanded.
Oh my gosh. So there you go.
So you are silent.
But what's funny now is my dad comes over to eat.
Yeah.
And I just want to go across the table and hug him around the throat.
Okay. Well, see, I've never wanted to throat punch anybody. So
backhands, throat punches.
Just hug him.
Yeah,
because he constantly chews with his mouth open.
Oh, yeah.
Talks with a mouthful of food.
It
honestly makes me crazy because, and then every time they leave, I say to my other half, I said, when I was growing up,
we weren't allowed to do this.
You weren't even allowed to make a noise.
Yeah.
Now the 73-year-old man comes over and I'm it kind of kicks me over the edge.
Okay, so it seems to be the parents.
It's the parents. Yeah.
Always blame the parents.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Here's the Recklaws and Long Live the Night. They were in the station last week, and you can actually check out a lot of the fun we had with them, Greg Reynolds, that is, on Facebook and also on Instagram. It's 8:53. Doesn't look like much out there right now. Like that Matt said earlier, he says, just dark and gray and blah. It's just been day after day after day of this.
You know, a little bit, but when it's like 4 days of gray, that's the worst part.
Yeah, exactly. So hopefully we get to see some sun. We did talk to Mike Sobel earlier this morning, and he says, we're going to get a few nice days, but he says, long term, it's not looking great. I'm just thinking, got to get some decent stretch here, like about 3 or 4 weeks for the farmers for sure. Okay, if you missed the show today, you missed quite a bit. We did talk to Mike Sobel. We talked to Justin Sorensen from the Edmonton Eskimos about his camping trip this weekend.
Oh, what a trip it was.
A lot of people could relate. Also, our buddy Carlton Gruger from the Family Fungi. This mushroom farm is crazy. Jack ate the ditch mushrooms that I picked.
I did. He cooked them up very nicely. I was impressed. I hate mushrooms, and I didn't hate these.
You're the one that brought the block of butter to put in it.
Thank you to
There's
Kennedy's
Day Home.
There's
nothing to cooking mushrooms. Yeah. That's the thing. You just put in a crap ton of butter.
Yeah.
Okay, that's
mushrooms.
The secret.
But I've noticed the smell now in the entire radio station, and people are coming around. They're either going, oh my gosh, I love this smell, or I can't stand it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's you either love mushrooms or you hate them. There's no in between
Pretty
when it comes to the mushrooms.
Polarizing vegetable.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Very smart,
and we gave away a trip, of course.
We sure did.
Our buddy Sean won the trip with Dallas Smith. Final text about quitting because of crazy story. story from the NFL yesterday where a player like retired halfway through the game.
Yes, this texter says, this morning I am supposed to go out on the tractor and mow around the field's edge to clean it up before winter. And the idea of being slapped in the face with branches all day long lost out to a hot cup of coffee and sitting down relaxing.
It's interesting because your hubby Bob's coming home for a day because it's just too wet on the rigs.
Yes.
Matt, you mentioned that a day like this is a
3-day weekend.
A rain day, right?
Yeah, when I used to work in the ditch. Yeah. This is a 3-day weekend.
Yeah.
Kind of rain.
Yeah.
Not that I was complaining.
No.
No one accused you of it.
Lindsay Ray on your radio next. Another chance to see Dallas in Hawaii.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast. If people want to find out more about Jack, where do they got to go?
You can go at Kissin underscore Jack, J-A-C-K, on Twitter.
What about you, Matt?
I'm Matt D. Builder on Twitter.
All right, because you're building all the time.
That's right. How about you, Chris?
Well, I'm at Chris Sheets. Everybody spells my name wrong, S-C-H-E-E-T-Z. And don't forget about this podcast.
Yes, you can rate, review, and subscribe so you never miss a moment of all the fun we have.
If you enjoyed it, tell a friend. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 on Kissin' Country 103.9.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.